Taxes and deficit spending are, of course, huge political issues around the world. From Washington to Athens, governments are looking for ways to shore up their faltering economies. But some countries and cities are looking beyond economic growth as a measure of societal progress. They're aiming to promote happiness and overall well-being. One of the leaders in this effort is a Canadian scientist who first encountered the idea far from home. The World's Ritu Chatterjee met with him and has his story.
Michael Penick has spent most of his career studying public health issues across Canada. But in 2006, a colleague invited him to participate in a different project in a distant country. The tiny Himalayan nation of Bhutan was developing a gross national happiness index. Penick says as a Westerner, he was skeptical.
We have a bit more discomfort with the idea of happiness as a government policy issue. You know, if you use that phrase over here, they'd probably wonder what you'd been smoking.
In Western countries, governments focus on ensuring economic development. The assumption is that happiness will follow. But Penick says, as he came to learn, that's not necessarily the case.
In a lot of developed countries, despite the fact that in the last 20, 25 years we've seen a substantial amount of economic growth, the percentage who say they're satisfied with their life has been completely flat, or in some cases actually dropped off.
Clearly, money alone doesn't ensure happiness. So what then does promote happiness, and what can governments do about it? That's what Penick set out to answer in Bhutan, and he's now brought what he learned back home. Penick lives and works in Victoria, British Columbia. It's a quaint harbour city, already known for its high quality of life. Penick talked to local leaders and said, why don't we start our own happiness index? The city and local foundations agreed and created the Greater Victoria Happiness Index Partnership. Mayor Dean Fortin is a supporter of the partnership.
The truth is we can't make people more happy, but we can address those issues of quality of life. Quality of life speaks a lot, and so we try to measure that in citizens. It's one of the more interesting things that we've done, being part of that initial project, to go out and say, how happy you are, let's measure that.
To measure happiness, Michael Penick designed a survey, similar to the one he developed in Bhutan. Now, happiness is, of course, a subjective thing, but the survey doesn't impose any particular definition. It simply asks Victorians, on a scale of 1 to 10, do you consider yourself a happy person? It also asks a related question, how satisfied are you with your life as a whole? The survey was first mailed in 2008, and according to results, the residents of Victoria are pretty content. They rated their happiness and life satisfaction at 7.6 on a 10-point scale. But Michael Penick wanted to go deeper than that. He wanted to understand which aspects of life contributed to that high rating and how might Victoria do better. So his survey asked people about specific factors known to influence well-being.
And that includes how much do you trust other people in the community, your neighbors, strangers, businesses.
So are Victorians pretty trusting of each other?
Very trusting, yeah. We scored well in all of these.
Victorians also scored well on the state of their environment and their sense of community and social support.
As we walk down the street, I'll show you there's an open market area for food.
Kimberly Stratford is a sustainability analyst with the City of Victoria. She takes me to Cook Street Village, one of several village centres that provide venues for residents to mingle.
If you're from this area, you will almost certainly meet somebody that you know. And even if you don't live in Cook Street Village, but you come down here for a cup of coffee, it's not unusual to just strike up a conversation with a stranger down here.
She says the city encourages the development of this kind of friendly environment through zoning laws and urban design. But the happiness survey also revealed some negative aspects of life in Victoria. At the top of the list, a lack of time. People reported not having enough time for family, friends, and hobbies. But is this a problem the government can address? Mayor Dean Fortin thinks the answer is yes, by tackling one of the causes of the time crunch, long commutes.
Are you spending 2 or 3 hours in traffic trying to get home? Or can we get you home quicker so you're spending more time with your family and you're at the local ballpark with your kid?
Fortin says improving transportation, say by expanding bus routes and bike lanes, could be part of the solution. Whether that's an effective solution will be revealed by future surveys, which the Greater Victoria Happiness Index Partnership plans to conduct every 2 years. Michael Penick is currently analysing the results of the second survey, which was sent out last year. In the meantime, he says other cities are adopting Victoria's survey.
Seattle is looking at using it. And it's been used fairly extensively in Brazil because we wanted to see how it worked in another culture.
Penick hopes the survey, which came to Canada from Bhutan, will cross over to many more cultures and help governments promote happiness, even in these hard economic times. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee.